Jhené and Golic Jr., the podcast.
The Mets, they get their star in Francisco Lindor. It's full steam ahead, wild card weekend on deck. But we start with reaction from what matters most. It's Jhené and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us via the Goodyear hotline. Now, these conversations really matter, Jr., because it's the athletes, the coaches, the personnel in the NBA, the WNBA, the NFL, and beyond that have used their media availabilities and their platforms that sports has afforded them to speak on issues that matter, issues that we are facing currently in society. And as a show, we are athletes, proudly from locker rooms, and we say that all the time. And I'm really excited because right now we get another voice, another familiar voice. We are really grateful to be joined right now by Dominique Foxworth of ESPN, our own guy, NFL analyst. And first and foremost, Dom, we want to give you a hug because you are our guy always. You always show up for us. We've got you on speed dial. And I say we want to give you a hug because you obviously played in the NFL. We've got Broncos, Falcons, and Ravens that you play for. But you're also VP of the NFL PA. And so you have really had a microphone, especially when situations like this arise. Especially now, given your proximity, you being in D.C. So, Junior, I feel like we should extend our arms and give Dom a hug for always showing up when we need him the most.
Can you feel this right now?
Can you feel it?
I do. It's warm. It's cozy. Junior's getting a little more excited than I expected, but it's fine. It's okay.
We knew that was going to happen, Dominique. Just don't make it weird, all right? We're just extending some love your way.
But Junior did make it weird because I know you heard talking about the shower beer. Have you ever had a beer in the shower,
God.
Dom?
No.
Thank you.
No. So I've had one beer in my life. I started drinking 3 years ago, which is kind of absurd. But I really the whole dare narrative really got to me, and I thought it was going to make me a worse athlete. And then I started drinking, and I had beer, and I'm like, you know what? This is gross. I don't really like it. It tastes yucky. I don't want a beer in the shower. I want a beer out of the shower. But I mean, it seems inefficient. I know you're trying to be efficient by drinking and cleaning at the same time, but focus on one thing. I think research suggests that no one is really good at multitasking. One of them things out first and then do the other.
And I know there's temptation now, given the situation we're in. So stay strong, Dom. But, you know, I was watching yesterday and today and all how you've been everywhere on the network. And I feel like it's really important for you to share your story because you were in D.C. You showed up to work and you saw some of the things firsthand. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I already started. I already had a sip today. So, I mean, it had to happen. So it's too late. So I can't stay strong today. I'm sorry. But,
Good man.
So yesterday, I mean, it wasn't a big deal, but like I got up. It was about 6 when I was driving into the studio and like doing my pre-show calls at the same time. And I got to the garage where I normally park, and there were a couple cars in there with a few guys standing around the cars. They were taking out their Trump flags and they were just standing around talking, and it was like awkward. As I was driving in, I walked past. I'm on a walk with my daughter right now, so that might be the noise here in the background. So as I walked past them, they were just staring at me, and I was staring at them, and I didn't want no trouble. I don't think they wanted any trouble necessarily, but it was just an awkward scene in the city. It was something that you kind of felt like something was going to happen, and then I went in and did get up and first take, and yes, I'll tell them, there's a puppy too, guys.
Oh, wow.
And then I walked in and did first take and all that stuff, and then I came out, because you know when you're locked in, you're doing your shows or whatever, you're focused on the sports news, you don't really know going on, and then I came out, and it was hectic in these streets. But fortunately, it was. I mean, at no point did I feel like I was unsafe necessarily, but it just felt uncomfortable and not confusing, but just odd and unusual to be in a city that is predominantly black and mostly pleasant, to feel like it was confrontational and no longer predominantly black.
Dominique Foxworth with us here, writer for The Undefeated, ESPN NFL analyst on the Goodyear hotline. Dominique, an important follow-up here, just because I heard your daughter in the background. What kind of puppy was it that you guys saw?
It's a Cavapoo. So our babysitter lives like downtown, like right in the heart of all that stuff. So she stayed with us last night, and so I'm walking her dog right now. So it's a Cavapoo. I love dogs, but I got three kids. under 10, and I don't really need any more responsibility. Yes, we are going to the dog park.
Oh, you're going to the dog park. All right, an exciting day all around as we talk to Dominic Foxworth here. And a great
yes, D.C. is on fire, guys. I am going to a dog park. Yeah. It's not quite what you expected, but I live in a different part of D.C. than the capital.
And we're certainly glad to hear that you are safe, Dominique, and away from all that stuff and able to go enjoy something like the dog park right now. We know there's a lot of that going on, Dominique, and we certainly can't get away from any of that because in your case, it is literally right in your backyard. But while we've got you here, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about some of what's going to come up this weekend in the NFL wildcard weekend, Dominique. And I'm curious for you, because we hear so much of this talk. Are you as blown away as I am that people are trying to say that Lamar Jackson has the most pressure on him going into wildcard weekend? An MVP who is now in three consecutive years going to the postseason somehow being the one that's under the gun here.
So I would have to disagree with you if you think that he is not under pressure. And it's a different type of pressure than I think you think of. But he's under a great deal of pressure because he is their offense. Think about the rest of the playoff teams or just the rest of the teams in the league who relies on any single player as much as the Ravens rely on Lamar Jackson to be their offense. Like, even throwing Patrick Mahomes in there, who we think is the greatest of all time, like, he's got a bunch of other, like, Pro Bowlers, Hall of Famers on that offense. It's not the same situation in Baltimore. So I think he's under pressure in that they're asking a lot of him. But I don't buy into the narrative that somehow he's not good in the playoffs, or he can't be good in the playoffs. He hasn't been. But I don't buy into that as being the pressure, because obviously I think Greeny pointed out this morning that today is his 24th birthday. And guys like Elway and Manning didn't win their first playoff game until like 27, 28 years old.
Here with Dominique Foxworth, the busiest guy right now, multitasking. You said you don't do it, but we're listening to you do it really well right now here on ESPN Radio. And Dom, I'd be remiss because your girl's from Houston, Texas, and there's been news, you know, coming after the hiring of Nick Caserio and also what's going on with their quarterback subliminal tweeting, basically saying same old, same old. What do you make of the news that the Texans are the only team with a head coaching vacancy that hasn't requested permission to interview Eric Bieniemy?
So, yeah, I mean, that doesn't seem to make sense. I mean, Eric Bieniemy is the guy, and, like, I'm not the guy who necessarily believes that, like, you're going to – yep, that one, buddy. I'm not the guy who necessarily believes that because you were able to coordinate an offense effectively or you were with another head coach that you're going to be a good head coach. However, that's a guy that you have to interview, I would think, especially when your team is going to be built around Lamar Jackson. I mean, not Lamar Jackson, around – Deshaun Watson, who is the quarterback there. So I don't understand why they wouldn't at least interview him, but I guess they have a different plan in place. And as you mentioned, he's subliminally tweeting, so they might mess this up for their team for decades if they lose that guy.
Yeah, I don't think the plan should be something that gets your quarterback feeling some type of way and needing to go out here and engage the Twitter fingers. That's a plan you probably need to revisit.
Oh, no. See, that's where you're wrong. They are approaching this as the Aaron Rodgers strategy. I heard people making the argument that they drafted Jordan Love only to wake Aaron Rodgers up. So that's what they're doing. They're just waking my man up.
That's all they got to do. First-round draft capital is a wake-up call only in the NFL, this league.
Dominique. Too bad we don't have it.
Honestly.
Good point to that.
Dominique, we appreciate the time and insight today. Enjoy the dog park today. Please tell your daughter we said hi and have a good one. All right, buddy?
Am I going to get invited back, or did I ruin it by being unprofessional?
No, we just want to get a mic for your daughter next time.
Next time. That's all that matters.
Watch out, guys. A car!
Dominique Foxworth, ESPN NFL analyst and writer for The Undefeated with us here on Chiney and Golic Jr. You know what? I hope everyone gets some of that in their day, like a chance to just unwind, go and separate themselves, and take a walk to the dog park with someone that they love. What a nice thing. What a nice reminder. So one of the things that Dominique did remind us of, though, is that Houston might be working its way into more problems right now, because we see often in this league when it comes to stars where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, coming up next, we'll figure out how much and what it would take to pry Deshaun Watson from Houston's hands. We'll do that. It's Chiney and Golic Jr.
Don't
here on ESPN Radio.
Please don't do it.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Y'all, we have a new flair on an Old Faithful we have here on ESPN Radio in about 10 minutes. I guarantee you, you won't want to miss the unveiling of this. It's Shanae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. Shanae Ogwumike, Mike Golic Jr., Shanae Ogwumike, one of the Ogwumike sisters, Mike Golic Jr., part of the Golic family, a family esteemed also in sports. We were just coming back from break, and I promise you we'll get to the Houston Texans, because speaking of family, my family roots for this team despite all the pain it's given me, and it seems like we're going to lean more into that right now. But first, we're talking about families in sports, and Kendra here helping us on our show today has really just came out with a unique take. Because we were talking about, all right, you know, like she was surprised. She didn't know that I had two younger sisters. So I have my older sister, NECA, who I play with on the Los Angeles Sparks. And I have two younger sisters that are also ballers, amazing shot callers. One's in medical school and one's in business school. They're doing their thing. They both played at Rice University together. So we were having this conversation and we just started talking about families. Kendra, who's your favorite family of sports
Listen, athletes? I'm a big fan of the Ball family. I don't know what to tell you.
I was more impressed that she looked at you and thought that somehow you were giving off like only child energy, perhaps.
No,
in this
No, never. Truth or not?
What? No. I don't think not only child vibes. I don't think so.
She's just being nice to my face because I always talk about her jump shot. So she wants me to keep talking positive about her jump shot.
That is true. I can say everyone in this studio is very sensitive to jump shot criticism, with the exception of me, because I know mine is trash. But whether it's Kendra or Cliff or when Devin's in here, everyone very guarded over their jump shots. None more so, by the way, than our own Shanae Ogwumike, who when we threatened her 3-point percentage from her senior year, proceeded to lay waste to us like the Queen of Dragons herself, Game of Thrones style, and roast all of us into oblivion. So we learned a lesson that day.
You come at the king, you best not miss. And speaking of which, my family, born and raised in Houston, Texas, me and my siblings, and Houston, you know, has a dear part of my life and heart. And following everything that has come out of the news lately when it comes to the Houston Texans and our quarterback, who we love, because if we're talking about, you know, we talk about coaching carousel and quarterback carousel, the Houston Texans finally has found stability with their quarterback in Deshaun Watson. And now, I mean, Junior, how interesting is it that our generation, we all come from the same generation, we love them subliminals, man. Are you like a guilty of subliminal tweeting or messaging or texting? Like, what do you do?
Janae, it's the worst. Subtweeting is something, and for anyone that's not aware of that, if you're tweeting about someone, but you're not sending that tweet directly to them, you're not mentioning them by name, but you're just talking about someone in seeming generalities, that is a subtweet, and that is best left for 16-year-olds. Like, if you are out here over the legal drinking age and you are still subtweeting people, we have to have a conversation about the way you're conducting yourself. And so,
unless
it happens to be about your job. Yeah.
Thank you. Precisely, because this guy has all of the cachet. And this is all coming from the news that the Houston Texans gave their new GM, Nick Caserio, a 6-year contract that makes him one of the 3 highest paid GMs in the league. This was the new development. And, you know, I mean, I'm trusting. I think a lot of people get caught up in the Patriot way, and I think a lot of people are trying to dissect, okay, is that the imprint that we want to continue to have and recycle, especially as a part of the Houston Texans organization? It's coupled with the news that the Texans did not request an interview with the Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, and they're the only team with the head coach opening that has not requested nor interviewed him, but they're still moving forward with other decisions. And therefore, Deshaun Watson, quarterback, tweets, quote, same old, and response to all of these developments. Junior, what did you read between the lines?
I read between the lines that you've got a quarterback that's frustrated by the situation that he has been left with, because there's no Bill O'Brien there anymore. They're making all these changes around it, but now Deshaun Watson is looking up with a lucrative contract that he signed. That is a part of all of this. He made the choice to sign that contract, but he also saw the way things went this season. He sees, and I'm sure is very aware, like the rest of us are, about the situation that the Houston Texans have when it comes to the salary cap, when it comes to their draft picks now. And to your point, seeing Nick Caserio get that job and understanding what comes with that can be difficult. And so it's launched this entire conversation, Janae, about trading Deshaun Watson potentially, because Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk put out an article this morning kind of insinuating that that was becoming a conversation. And our own Mina Kimes put it best, ESPN NFL analyst. Whatever trade you're proposing for Deshaun Watson, anyone out there, it's not nearly enough. Jason Fitz, who does a great job co-hosting Spain and Fitz, our neighbors to the north on ESPN Radio, lifelong diehard Raiders fan, texted me and said, I'll give up two full drafts and one additional first rounder. Will that get Deshaun Watson to the Oakland Raiders? Because, Janae, it would have to be that kind of King's Ransom, like some Herschel Walker-type bleep, to get a player of this caliber at 25 years old in the prime of his career with 6 years of contract control out of that city.
Okay, so the only reason this comes up is when you see someone that is unhappy and you have an NFL where, you know, the elite quarterbacks, it's like a short list, and then there are a lot of teams looking to take that next step with supporting cast, whether that's defense or special teams or whatever. Whatever the case may be, he is the game changer. Again, you mentioned it, 25 years old. His deal was what, 4 years, I believe, like over $200 million or so. And this guy, especially this year, with a little bit of nothing, set career best across the board. I think completing 70% of his passes, led the NFL with 4,823 yards, as well as 33 touchdowns and a career low 7 interceptions, given the absence of a number of weapons and protection and all that type of stuff. So I understand why he's desirable. I understand it. I get it. But please don't do it. Like, he's the only thing that we've really got outside of, you know, the legacy of veterans that are aging on our roster. And while it might seem attractive, I feel like Houston, as an organization, has overall understood that they finally have stability at this one position, but their hands are tied because they have lack of options moving forward. So I don't even know what to think.
Janae, this seems like an interesting thing, but the frustration given what's happened during the course of this season especially is palpable. I don't take much stock in what's said right after the year, but after some time has passed and things have calmed down, the Texans need to operate more like an efficient outfit. They can't be embarrassing their team by being the only ones to not interview for the head coaching candidate talking about, for bringing in more of the same. Their quarterback is eventually, I think, going to realize he's going to be in Houston, but what they do with that information is going to be far more important than any of these trade hall conversations, though they are very fun. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Now, we talked about the pressure on Lamar Jackson. Well, coming up next, we'll address, because Dominique Foxworth made some very interesting points that I want to revisit. Does Lamar Jackson have the most pressure of any player going into this postseason weekend? And are you willing to commit to it? A new twist on an old favorite next on Janae Angolo Jr. on ESPN Radio after this word from Body Armor.
Our bodies need armor. New year, new me. I'm looking for the read. Help me, Junior.
I don't have the read, so do you, Janae? So I've got the help you need here because Body Armor is going to help us.
Wait, just kidding. Come on, y'all. Start the new year off right by committing to your fitness goals. I got you. Thanks for holding me down for a second.
No, you did a great job. No one noticed.
And let Body Armor Light help you achieve them. I need them to get me right this segment. Body Armor Light is the low-calorie sports drink hydrating your active lifestyle. It has no artificial sweeteners, no sugar added, and only 20 calories per 16-ounce bottle. Whatever your goals may be, Body Armor Light is keeping you hydrated during your workouts and your busy day. Like me, I use it all the time. I'm on my VersaClimber every day. From now until April 30th, buy $20 of any Body Armor product and earn $10 in fitness cash to select fitness retailers nationwide. Learn more at bacommittofit.com. That's bacommittofit.com. It is time to debut a new segment that you might find familiar. When it comes to the hottest takes, will you commit to it? It's Janae Angolo Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus.
Janae Angolo Jr., the podcast.
Oh, yeah, this is big Mets energy here. Weedem boys, big news for the Big Apple. The Mets got a nice acquisition, and we will talk about what the greater implications mean for the world of baseball. It's Janae Angolo Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN+. Janae Ogunbowale Michael Jr. We'll talk about that in about 10 minutes. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us via the Goodyear Hotline. But we want to start with the world of football because, again, you know, the playoffs are right around the corner. We've got wild card weekend, and we've been asking everyone, so make sure you check us out on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, at Chiney, C-H-I-N-E-Y, at Mike Golick Jr. Which player entering the playoffs has the most pressure? Because I think we've all sort of agreed that the easy answer based on the postseason recent history, the recency bias, could potentially be Lamar Jackson. But do you think that someone else has more pressure? Hit us up on Twitter. But before we get back to, you know, that conversation a little bit later, though, Junior, I have a question for you. And it might be one of those awkward questions. So I'm sorry that I'm springing it on you again.
I already said I want kids at some point. We've already done this. Please don't make me say that again.
I have another awkward question, okay? We are both clearly single. We love The Bachelor. You like watching it. I just like the people, clearly, the Bachelors. We're ready to mingle. But do you have commitment issues? Because I feel like you don't, but I feel like that's a layup of a question. Do you have commitment issues or no?
I don't have commitment issues, Janae. I like to think that amongst the many things about myself, I know that when it comes to something that really matters to me, I will be ready to commit.
Yeah, this is a safe space. We're family here on Janae Golic Jr. I'm starting to realize I might be a problem. I may not be the best. I might have eyes for a lot of things. And I'm saying this in truth, okay?
You know what? I appreciate you sharing your truth in here, because that's what we're about around these parts. And normally around these parts, when we want to commit to things, we would play Book It on Thursdays here. It's tried and true. We have brought it with us from 4 to 6 a.m. where Chanae and I first met doing First and Last. It was part of the morning show with Golic and Wingo, and we have brought it here. But when we are kind enough and fortunate enough to have people that are willing to support us and support this show, we'll feel like not only should we commit to them, but we need to commit to everyone else. So, Cliff, let's do it. We've got a segment.
Hey, Junior, do you have commitment issues?
More than I can count.
Hey.
I'm going to give you a hot take. If you feel it, you commit to it, all right?
This is your perfect place for commitment issues.
You monster.
Are we still going?
Oh, commitment issues.
Too legit to commitment.
Shout out to Jerry, always in the lab cooking up right now. I'm so mad at myself for saying I like that because it's so weird and not me. But it is time to commit to it. The game has simple rules. It is just like what we did with Book It. Cliff is going to read for us today the list of hot takes getting ready to head into the world of sports this weekend. And if you get hype, you want to add a little something extra to it, you're going to commit to it. We're going to go into it, and we're going to feel good about that. Commit to It is brought to you by Body Armor Light Sports Drink, made with no artificial sweeteners, no sugar added, to hydrate your active lifestyle. Cliff,
let's go, Cliff.
Chanae, you just love being silly. Anyways, no player has more pressure on him this postseason than Lamar Jackson. You going to commit to it?
All right,
you
Chanae.
Know what? I'm going to go first. Thanks, Cliff. I love being silly. Yes. I'm going to commit to it. Just because I know Philip Rivers with the aging quarterback scenario, especially him being 39 years old, a lot of people saying the pressure is to win a ring before you're done. But honestly, the real streets are always going to talk about Lamar, especially. That's the number one circle. I mean, what he's been able to do. I think it was a nice flip saying like, yo, this guy is just like 23, 24 years old and he's already made these appearances. But still, what people will talk about is his success in the regular season. And then the narrative, the hot, hot narrative that people will want to talk about is his struggles in the postseason. So it seems like there's more pressure on him based on the pressure we put on that conversation over Philip Rivers.
I can't commit to this one, Chanae, and I appreciate the word to Stu Gotts on there. Do it in the postseason. It's what everyone's going to hear, but I still think it has to be Philip Rivers in this spot. Someone who signed a one-year deal, has not said whether or not he wants to play going beyond this season, and is the one aging quarterback in this group that has not had to been able to track down that elusive Super Bowl win. And for someone who's right on that Hall of Fame cusp, it can make all the difference. So I can't commit to that. I think it's Philip Rivers. Cliff, what do we got next?
All right, guys, this one's easy. Would you rather have a six-game winning head coach going forward in Joe Judge or Super Bowl winning coach in Doug Peterson?
All right, so this came up earlier in the week on our show here, feuding societies on our show, the Giants fans and the Eagles fans, in light of Joe Judge, who came out and had some strong words about the Eagles benching Jalen Hurts in the fourth quarter. So, Chanae, you would rather have Joe Judge over Doug Peterson. Are you willing to commit to that?
I would rather have Doug Peterson over Joe Judge, just because I would like to play for a coach that has done it all himself in the sense of winning a Super Bowl. And I feel like the issue is not, you know, the quarterbacks when it comes to the Eagles. It's this quarterback in particular. Cliff, you must be happy with me.
I am not going to commit to this either. So a resounding win here for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I appreciate what Joe Judge has built in all this. And I understand while the football guy lingo might not be for me, it has so far worked for that team. But so far, dragging you up to 6-10 from where you were versus having been to the mountaintops the way Doug Peterson has been when the quarterback is not Carson Wentz, I think that's too much too soon in this situation. Chinnea Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golick Jr., Chinnea Igwumike. We are playing Commit to It here, getting you ready for the weekend coming up here. Cliff, what else we got?
Ohio State is proof that the college football playoff system is actually working.
I feel like, Junior, it is, just because a lot of people, the condemnation came from, you know, loud voices, including Dabo Swinney, and saying, you guys have only got 6 wins. Why do you deserve to be out here when there are other teams like Coastal Carolina and all these other ones that have racked up double-digit wins? But it's still working because guess what? They had the opportunity to show you why, and they did, and that's why they're in the national title game.
I'm going to yes and no this one. I'm going to commit to it. It's proof that the system is working. If working means picking a champion that is worthy based on what we've seen from the regular season, picking the best teams and putting them in a position to compete for that title. Now, overall, college football needs a lot of help because you have people that are becoming more disinterested. There's talk about trying to get more teams involved. I can go with all of that, expanding the playoff to 8 teams. Those are things that need to happen for entertainment purposes. But when it comes to changing the outcomes of all this, we are still in a time where there's a talent glut that's going to lead to the same few teams. And so this current playoff is still getting us those teams, same as the BCS used to. Cliff, we got time for one more?
One more. Let's do one more. You got real commitment issues, by the way. Justin Fields has played himself into the conversation for the number one overall pick. Commit to it.
I can't disrespect the friend of the show, Trevor Lawrence, this way, because that guy is obviously a generational talent, and I feel like there are less questions around him versus the questions that are being answered real time right now, especially with the opportunity it presents. But go ahead, Junior.
Wait, so are you going to commit to it or not? Because this sounds like commitment issues today. I did not hear commit to it or not from you.
I'm not committing to it. I'm not.
I'm actually with you. I'm not committing to this one either. I think what this does, and remember, this doesn't have anything to do. The Heisman Trophy voting closed before we got to the college football playoff, so none of those things were going to impact this. But we've got a body of work on both of these guys. What happened with Justin Fields after a couple of bad games towards the end of a weird season, starting to have people try and drag him down, was, I think, just corrected. Justin Fields is a guy that I think right now is still firmly that number two quarterback, although the postseason is going to have something to say about Zach Wilson and these other quarterbacks. We'll talk to Mel Kiper Jr. a little later about his mock draft and where these quarterbacks are slated, but I still think Trevor Lawrence right now, a cut above the rest. Again, that is Commit to It. It is brought to you by Body Armor Light Sports Drink, made with no artificial sweeteners and no sugar added to hydrate your active lifestyle. So, exciting stuff. Getting ready to go juiced up, jacked up into the sports weekend. Coming up next, though, we will talk about the one fan base and the one franchise that might be more excited than anything that we have gotten to so far. We'll do that next. It's Chinnea Igwumike Jr., and we'll do that after this word from Indeed. Now, if you need to hire, you need Indeed. When you upgrade your job post, Indeed immediately delivers candidates from their resume database who are going to fit your job criteria. And you let Indeed sift through resumes so you can focus on selecting your top candidates. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR in 2019. And you'll receive a $75 sponsored job credit when you post a job at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply. Who's celebrating in Major League Baseball? Back after this, Chinnea Igwumike Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Chinnea Igwumike Jr., the podcast.
It's Chinnea Igwumike Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus right now. Get the app. Get your phone. Make the commitment here because we just realized that I can make that commitment, maybe not other ones. Chinnea Igwumike and Mike Golick Jr. I feel like Commit to It, our new segment, which we're really excited and thankful for Body Armor for helping us with that. I feel like I really exposed myself. Like, Junior, you seem like the guy that absolutely has no problems with commitment issues. I just am starting to realize, like, oh, classy, bougie, ratchet.
Chinnea, I think
savage.
It depends on what we're talking about here because, like, while we talk about this in sense of relationships for a lot of us, like, I always think of commitment, like, right now, we're in the middle of, like, everyone does, like, dry January where they decide to take the month off from drinking anything. And I realize that, like, in the midst of this year especially,
no.
I got home and I thought, you know what, maybe I'll just do like a couple of days every week where I don't get home and have a glass of cab or two or like three.
Or a beer in the shower.
Yeah, or a beer in the shower at the end of my day. And then inevitably I get home and, hell, we have a day like we had yesterday or a year like 2020 was, and there's me staring at that bottle of cab like, are we about to do this dance again? So my commitment for dry January appears to be on the very low side as well.
Look, we need to give a waiver for January. We need to give a waiver for everyone who's dealing with resolutions, and this week has tempted them harder than anything before. But you know what's funny? When we talk about commitment issues, the Mets, they don't have any because they just acquired Francisco Lindor, a move that takes a star from the Midwest in Cleveland and now moves him under the bright lights of New York City. And now, earlier we talked to our friend June Lee, ESPN writer, who talked to us about how Francisco Lindor, that trade affects the entire MLB overall.
You know, the fact that he was playing in Cleveland was probably holding him back from kind of realizing his full potential as a face of baseball. And so for baseball, I think Major League Baseball as like a business is probably very happy about Francisco Lindor moving to the New York Mets. Now, if you're a Cleveland Indians fan today, I'm probably furious. I mean, at the end of the day, you're trading a guy who's a generational type talent at the shortstop position for prospects who you hope maybe turn out to be three quarters of the player that Francisco Lindor is. And for me, this is just kind of a disturbing, you know, sad trend for fans over the last couple of years.
And that's June Lee, our own ESPN writer, talking about the trade. And now, you know, it's funny because as we're listening to that, to the Cleveland baseball team, or however that moves forward.
CBT.
It's like, now, it's funny because we're pairing that with like, oh, it's a disappointing day. But hey, your team's in the playoffs. And even though your team's in the playoffs, and I'm speaking of the Cleveland Browns, tall task ahead. But this all reminds me, Junior, of what you've been saying about the importance of stars and the decisions that they make, especially when it comes to baseball. Because the last time we had this conversation in a grand fashion was probably Giannis Antetokounmpo deciding to stay with the Milwaukee Bucks and how that was a good thing for basketball to spread the talent. But here, having another star, how is that unique to baseball?
Well, Janae, I think that's the perfect example is when you look at a sport like basketball where especially big-time players can have such a unique impact on it that we've heard all the time, you don't need to play in X or Y big market in order to find yourself as a highly brandable athlete in this modern era. And the same can some ways be true for the NFL. I mean, look at the Deshaun Watson conversation that we just had. Incredibly talented quarterback in a big place, in a big city, in a big market like Houston, but one who's unhappy and disgruntled in that spot. Regardless of that, though, he's one of the biggest, most well-known names in the sport because they're all national sports. The NBA and the NFL are national sports and national brands. Major League Baseball has always been an interesting case study of this because it's a lot more regional. And so when you've got stars that are spread out, even on teams like Cleveland that are winning at a high level, June even said it himself, you don't always get the same bang for your buck with those guys. And it's not like Mookie Betts going from, you know, Boston is necessarily like a huge market shift, although going to Los Angeles is always going to be bigger fish. But we saw what a jump that was, even for a team that had been winning at the level of the Dodgers, to have a bona fide star like that. So you get this guy now in New York City for Major League Baseball, and I feel like this is a big push in the national brand to have bright, young, and fun in a place where everyone's actually going to see it, in a franchise that, lo and behold, seems like it might be indicating it's ready to turn some things around.
Yeah, and it's just kind of funny because when you think about it, that also comes with increased expectations, and I guess that's why New York has to feel better because it's a new day. You have new ownership. You have, as June said earlier, you know, you have someone that's not afraid to cut a check to make sure that they get on the right track, which is really fascinating. But bringing it back to basketball, I just do think that, like you said, it's the different comparisons of sports, because having the dispersal of talent in basketball is exactly what the game really needs. But it's at a point where those stars already command enough attention on their own. A lot of times you see these stars having greater followings in their own teams and being able to make bigger moves than even their teams potentially and dictate their own course of history. And so I don't know, maybe this will help baseball in the sense that, all right, putting, like, making this decisions for this star will obviously push us in the right direction, but it'll be cool to see if the stars sort of have their own self-determination after this as well.
Well, and it's also important that now the Mets keep building off this, right? Like we mentioned, yep. Steve Cohen is a new owner on this, and if you're trying to turn this and get them back into a place, because for so long, the Mets teams that we had hope for were in these pitching rotations. Noah Syndergaard and all these guys, Jacob deGrom, all these big arms in that bullpen that could never quite be healthy enough at the right time. It's much harder for one star player, even at shortstop, even a position so lionized in baseball, to have the impact that the NBA, NFL stars can have on their teams. But to get a guy that's also younger and in the mold of wanting baseball to be fun. June did a great feature on him back in 2017 when he was at Bleacher Report, and this is a guy that is committed to wanting to show other people how fun this sport can be. And so when you give that a bigger platform, I think everybody around Major League Baseball benefits. I think Rob Manfred benefits because that sport and that league have had trouble doing that and bringing that up on their own.
Yeah, and even seeing, you know, guys like Blake Snell and now tag teaming with like Fernando Tatis Jr. and all that type of stuff, the energy and excitement in different markets actually will matter.
And hopefully we can continue to get that palpable energy around the sport that for so long seemed to be one that was forcing fun off to the side. So we will get back to fun eventually, but coming up next, we do have serious things to get to. Two instances where people showed you who they were and why we need to believe them more often than we do next. It's Chinay Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Chinay Ngola Jr., the podcast.